All right, round three, I play against Joe, which Tyler just got done. He drops the same list that he dropped against Tyler, which was Kane 1 and all that stuff. And I was like, well, you know, I won my first round with Kruger 2.
So and I should only probably... idiots lose with only Kruger 2, which Keith told me earlier that day. Reference.
I was, in fact, an idiot this round. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
It started off pretty good, though. Like, I won the die roll, so I went first. So I like, shifted all my stones forward, ran druids forward,
sounds
all
right.
That shenanigans, you know. I don't even think I put up clouds, because there was, like, some there was some crazy terrain. Like, there was two forests, like, within 3 of each other.
You didn't put up clouds?
I didn't need to.
That's where it went
wrong. You couldn't
wrong.
See me.
That like, doesn't matter, man. See me. Legion always sees you.
Well, we're not playing against Legion.
That they always see you.
That's true. Okay. So, you know, didn't even put up clouds. I was like, whatever. I have forests to hide in. And he, like, walked his rangers forwards and decided he was going to try to shoot some druids. That didn't turn out that great for him. He's like...
What, does he need, like, 11s?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, they're 8, so...
They're at
8, yeah.
So you need 10s.
Yeah. Well,
congratulations.
When they, yeah, when they give each other their bonus.
Yeah, when they get close enough.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're both AD, right? So, and I ran the druids not all the way forward, but forward enough to get into this forest.
Mm-hmm.
So he could walk and get within 5. So it didn't work out that great. Yeah. And then he, like, ran the rest of his stuff forward, which is fine. So then, like, the next turn, I'm like, wow. All his, like, Silverlined Stormblades are, like, in these nice little 4-packs of squishiness. Like, this Stalker just,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, he didn't learn from the last time?
I guess not. I don't know. If I was a good player, what I would have done was shifted the Stalker forward.
Yes.
Killed off probably, like, 5 or 6 guys.
Yeah.
And...
Sprinted back, right.
And then walked Kruger forward.
Uh huh.
Popped feet.
Uh huh.
To basically give no charges and push them all 3
well,
back.
Are they immune to lightning?
They are immune to lightning.
Oh, that sucks for Kruger.
Yeah,
man.
It does, doesn't it?
Ugh.
Yeah.
And I know. I felt the same way whenever I dropped Orin in last in that game.
Yeah.
I was like, Orin, you don't do anything in this game.
And then, like, just taking, like, half a unit for free, and then just, like, rinsed and repeated and allowed, like, some druids to do their stuff.
Yeah, that's
or
what
whatever.
Stalkers do.
Yeah, that would have been totally legit, but no, I'm an idiot. So I was like, ha, huh, why take 5 models when I can take, like, 8?
Oh, you got
so,
greedy.
Like, yeah, so, like, I, like, got this, I walked the Wilder up, and she was like, lightning strike, boop.
Here's the sticker. It says lightning strike. You can come right back.
You get a gold star.
Get a gold star.
Good on you, Wilder. Then I was like, teleport the tree forward. Oop. Then shift the stalker like pretty close to the
with stones.
With the stones, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
seems
be intrigued.
Good. Yeah, be seems intrigued. Good, right? So okay. Then, like, I activate Kruger. And he cast telekinesis on the stalker.
Uh-huh.
To, like, put him, like, all the way in.
All the way inside.
All the way in.
Right.
Like,
and
right.
Then you, yeah, at that point, you can't beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who needs that? So, Dave, he does, like, facing for
this
his.
Joe, right? Oh, no,
no.
Dave,
yeah.
Yeah,
Dave. Yeah, he does, like, the way that the model actually is face
yeah.
is for
that's
facing.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
And I do always do shoulders for everything.
Oh.
So, like, my facing was horrible. Like, so instead of, like, getting all the dudes, like, I missed a few because of they were out of my front arc.
Nice.
Like, what?
Nice.
Yeah, so it was bad. So then, like, when he lightning struck, he, like, took two free strikes.
It
was horrible.
Very good play.
Yeah.
Very good.
Brilliant tactical
Brilliant
maneuver.
Tactical maneuvers.
Yeah. One of which was like the storm. Like, I could have literally.
I don't know how this game went wrong. Where that started.
A powerful general.
I know. It's so bad.
His inspiration.
So bad, so bad. So then, like, and it would have been like the Silverline Storm guy. Unit leader guy with the
right.
one with the gun.
Yeah, the one with the gun that's
yeah.
very important.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, just not feeding how so bad. Right. Anyways, so then like he was okay though. He took some damage. So I was like, he's probably gonna die. But oh well, it is what it is, right? He did some work. I really needed to get more work out of him, but that didn't happen. So then like he goes and he's like, that dude's gonna die. And so I was like, okay. So then he walks over, power boosters, Stormclad, activates him, gets another one from the Stormblades, walks over to the Stalker. He's like, what's up? And he swings on him with his sword. He's like, ha-ha! Whiff. And then he's like, I'm going to punch you with my buckler. And then so then he connects with the buckler, does some damage. And then he's like, buy my last one with my sword or whatever. And he hits and just does some damage, doesn't kill it. And I was like, whew, I might live. And then he's like, activate my Silverline guys. And they're like, attack druids. I had druid clouded the previous turn.
Right. At the end of this turn, they have spears or something.
I only activated a couple of the druids. And I basically just tried to put clouds down on top of his good and block all line of sight to my guys. So I was pretty successful at that. But he basically shot at the Stalker and hit it. So then
while it was in melee,
he didn't hit it, but he hit it within. He could not drift off of it.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, So. And it's a 5-inch AOE.
Yeah.
I mean,
gotcha. Yeah. It has to go like 5 inches away or something to not hit.
Something. It's 3 inches.
On a 5-inch AOE on a large base.
It has to go.
Yeah. I think it needs 5+ inches. Yeah.
It's got to go 4.
4?
Yeah. It's
even his base and then 2.5. Yeah, 4 would carry it out.
4. Okay. So if it's
sure. Yeah, he couldn't deviate off of him. So.
Yeah, because he can't be that far away.
Yeah. So then Beast Lore happens. And I'm like,
Pendrake's like, this is where the Stalker's dick is.
This is where things get bad.
And go get him.
Yeah,
it's between his legs, guys. Yeah. Shoot for the dick.
So that Stalker goes. Then he moves up some Storm Lances. He had moved up some Storm Lances up on my flank. And I had blocked line of sight to my army. And then he activates Stormblade Captain. And he charges forward and kills a stone or something like that. Maybe it was a druid. No, I think he killed a druid. And then snap fire and shoot the tree, because the tree was positioned in between two clouds, so you couldn't see through the tree.
Gotcha.
But there was a gap between the two clouds. So he one shots the tree off the table.
Oh, dang.
This is gonna be bad. And then he's like, all right, I'm going to ride by attack.
There were no wolds in the E-Kruger list, were there?
I'm going to say no, because I don't know what a wold is.
Yeah, wold? Megs.
Oh, yeah, there's a megalith.
Okay.
Yeah, a megalith.
I forgot he was in there. Okay, good.
Yeah.
At least there was something.
Yeah.
He needs wolds.
He likes them.
The TKs.
Yeah, the TKs are sweet.
Free TKs. Yeah, nice.
Really good.
Very nice.
So he does some ride by attacks and decides that he wants to kill one of the big stone guys. One of the, big stones. So he walks forward. Shoots it. Mm-hmm. It's auto hits.
Yeah.
Fails to damage it 5 times.
Sounds
however,
good. That's usually
however the coincidentally that's the small units of stones.
Yeah, if y'all thought the baby was hard to get off the table, those stones are
so guess this. So the small units of stone is the next closest thing for where the e-leaps happen.
Oh,
and
really?
The druids are the next closest thing.
Right.
But they have electric immunity.
Nice.
Right. So he's bounces 5 electro leaps in, or 4 or 5 electro leaps into the small stones, and of course, the second one pulls the small unit stone off the table. I was like, really? So you can't get it done with POW 12s, but if it's a POW 10, you can
get
kill
the job
it.
Done. Yeah.
No
it's
problem.
A dice game. You sure. Never know what the F is gonna happen.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it. I was like, I don't know what to do about this Stormclad. So I was like, well, Megalith's pretty tanky. He'll probably be able to. He won't kill it, but he could do some damage to it.
All you gotta do is knock out a system.
Yeah, he probably.
All you gotta do is kill the sword.
I hear warjacks are bad that way.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you get sword or cortex,
you're
probably
fine.
Don't
you spend a focus to heal them?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he walks up and punches the Stormclad a bit.
You can send him to the store with the money.
Exactly. Stormclad, I need McDonald's stat.
Yeah, they don't have to use
3 focus. Go buy Daddy a cheeseburger.
Let's bring me the head of that Stalker while
he's
you're
got
right.
A serving tray right on his one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I see that war beasts are kind of they're using credit cards, so you have to be within range to use the credit card. But
and sometimes the guy just goes bankrupt and dies, and then you're not worried. It's a good legal system. I like
yeah.
That.
Canceled debt.
Yep. And then
so
Vortex.
I was like, yeah, Megalith could probably do some work on that guy. He should survive till next turn. And I was like, well, I got to do something about these Storm Lances because they're all like...
in your business.
In my business. And they go far. So I was like, well, I just activated the stones and I was like, teleport Getrix. I primaled him up with Wilder, which I didn't really need to do in retrospect. But
this is for infantry?
Well, they're arcane shielded Storm Lances.
What's their armor at?
18.
They're 20.
20, yeah.
He's
only dice minus one on his normal attack.
Yeah, I know that now.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, so my cards are like all spread out all over the table. Gotcha. And I'm like, which stack of cards has the ones I needed? Is it the Morvana stack or is it the Kruger stack? Because they like all have the same models. And like, just.
You're like looking around. You're looking like, around, oh, wait. Can't find anything.
I don't
like
know
a
what
truck.
Any. Yeah, I don't know what any of these. Like, they warp, and I'm not sure, like. Does this one have strength or does this one have prowl? Does this one have armor? Does this one have berserk? I don't know.
Does this one have speed?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Armor.
So I was like, whatever. So I primaled him up. I teleported him, and I thought I would be able to get all five, but I was only able to get four out of the five. So he kills four out of five. Boom.
Gotcha.
That seems actually fair.
It's pretty fair. Like, five out of five is 11 points.
Yeah.
So, like, and he's, how much is he, like, 10?
He's 11.
He's 11.
Yeah, so 11. That's a pretty fair trade.
He kills something next turn.
Sure.
he kills the crap out of something next turn. Yeah, yours or his.
fair. So, that's pretty much the gist of my turn. Like, I flail wildly with some druids trying to kill rangers and some of those... Storm Guard guys.
Get those Volgas and like start.
Yeah.
Druid stick. Yeah. Connect spell.
Isn't that what the devouring is for?
I tried that. But he killed quite a few and I threw it at a big old clump of guys. And it was like, you know, when the devouring only hits at like pow 14 and then the blast is only pow 7.
Yeah.
Like I murdered the guy it hits. But then like pow 7s, like I killed maybe one.
Does not do it.
Yeah, it does not do. I maybe killed one or two. Because I think it hit like 8 things.
They're all like, you know, that's still pretty likely to kill a couple guys,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. It's pretty legit. And actually, he almost killed this. Like, he rolled max damage on the Stormblade Captain, which is one shy of killing him. Like,
oh, darn.
Yeah, I was like, POW 7? Boxcars? Okay.
Sure.
Whatever.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Whatever. So, you know, that was pretty much that turn. He actually just pretty much moved forward and continued to attrition. He charged Megalith with storm, assaulted with storm blades. I had illegally put up Megalith's Animus because
what?
Yeah,
he used the Wilder.
I used the Megalith's Wilder. Wilder box 4. I don't know what these cards do. Like,
this Wilder is
right?
So awesome. It can put self animi on Warbeast.
It didn't matter. All this stuff had Pathfinder.
What? Oh yeah, right.
Yeah.
Minus 2 defense.
Sure.
Pretty good.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure that Def 12, he really needed a lot of help hitting it.
So
his name is Mega Whiff for a reason.
But in any case, so like the Stormblades killed Megalith with assaults. And like
did you not feat?
No. I know.
Didn't feat this turn either?
No.
Oh my god. You're just feeding him your beasts.
Yeah, I'm bad at this game. It was too much power. Too much. I was like,
well, I see that you fell into the primal lust.
Yeah. It's easy to do.
It's easy to. Yeah, I just don't like the Gorax at all.
Yeah. I mean, I totally didn't need it.
Because
I'm not really
bad,
a big
right?
fan.
Like,
it's a bad beast. It's a
I'm not really
beast.
A big fan of Getrix, actually. Like, I know you just. Your face was like. But, like. It seems to me like the Stalker just can get so much more work done.
It does, but.
It's the Mat 6. It's the Mat 7 extra power.
And then, of
power.
Course, Unyielding with takes him up to 119. So it becomes a 14-19.
And he's got an extra 2
pretty
boxes,
good.
I think.
Extra
yeah,
2 boxes,
I mean,
14-19. And hyper-aggressive can get him across
but it's like,
the table.
It's like,
I think he's a lot better with an armor buff.
When I play Signar, I'm like, sweet, they have Getrix. I can shoot that guy off the table before he gets to me. And I'm like, crap, they have Stalkers, Prowl, I can't deal with. Like,
well,
like, Gun Mages can shoot him, but Dice Off 7 is not
we
great.
We were talking
right?
earlier, and I was talking about a game where I had with Ebalder and Gatorix. And an armor 22
Like Balder, I think,
can't
is probably legit.
Down.
Yeah,
can't
yeah.
Be
no,
knockdown.
Down.
Can't be moved place.
Yeah. That, no, that's pretty legit. Right. If you've got like a way to buff his armor and really
or,
make him even.
For
tankier.
Example, you're playing like I don't know, Epic Kruger, and you have Stormwall, and you're just like.
That doesn't matter. Like
I
Signar,
don't know.
Signar
usually,
still shoots the
yeah,
crap out
Signar
of him.
Still does that.
How do you shoot him?
Turns out
they outrange the Stormwall.
With what?
Well,
anything.
Gatorix is not parallel or.
No, he's behind Kruger. Yeah, because you play stones and teleport. Come on, you play this bullshit. You know how it works.
Yeah, but to threaten with the stones, you really gotta have a little bit further forward than you.
Turns out, like the gun mages just snipe and kill the druids because they're typically in front of Kruger, and then it's like, oh well, defenders. Turns out they're just range 16 all the time.
Yeah,
and then you're like, your opponent's playing defenders, so you transfer it and laugh, and you're just like, yeah.
Well, you don't shoot a caster. You
shoot
shooting Gatorix.
Gatorix.
So he just
I don't see it, but I don't play circles. So what do I know?
Turns
so
out we want the beasts in front of the casters like everybody else does.
Yeah, so then like he runs a Stormblade caption over to the flag that Kruger's standing near and scores a point. And I was like, oh, that's sad. And he charged Kruger with a couple Stormblades. One of them hit.
Kruger just watches him do it. Like,
yeah, he's
hey,
like, whatever.
Okay.
Sure. So then I was, you know, I don't remember. He killed some more guys. My he was trying to basically clear off the closer flag so he could like run Kane over to it so he could dominate. But he couldn't quite clear those stones, man. He was like trying to hit it with ranger daggers and like
whack at it.
They're like, wait, what did they want us to do when we got here? They want us to kill this.
Yeah.
And they gave us these.
And they're like, guys, why aren't we using our guns?
Right.
You're like,
they gave them
use
the
knife.
Use the knife.
It's a rock. Use the knife. Everyone knows knives cut rock better than guns do.
Yeah, true. So, you know, it wasn't going that far. I mean, but he was clearly ahead on attrition at this point. I didn't have a lot.
Well, yeah, you hadn't feeded yet.
Yeah, sure.
You
yeah.
fed him like more than half your beast.
Whatever. It's not important. So, like, you know, I'm like, well, I can't just let him score. So, like, I had to TK Kruger out of melee with the two Stormblades and then walk him over to finish off this Stormblade captain that had one hit point left. So, of course,
right.
Kruger just, like, kills him. Then he's like, you guys charged me. So then he just killed the two Stormblades. Just buying attacks with his Bow 12.
The spear.
And did you feed?
No.
Of course.
Feeding. Right, and then Gedrix, of course, charged the Gorax and, like...
What? Of course, right?
I will kill this one.
What? Wait, how did that happen?
Your positioning has me
I am baffled. Okay.
Okay. I killed off all the Stormblades.
So
I
did.
So
how is it even in your line of sight?
Yeah, the Gorax just slaps him on the ass
I
like,
had to
go!
I teleported and I had to change his facing and
oh,
make sure all the marks
no.
were right. So that like all the Stormlances were in his front arc, you know.
I'm surprised the Stormlances were even that close together.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you about that.
Large bases.
Yeah,
they're hard
base,
to spread out.
Yeah. Well, he was doing ride by attacks and whatever. Trying to kill stones.
There's a lot of dudes in that list.
Yeah, there's
yeah,
a lot
there
of
is.
Dudes. Yeah. So, in any case.
Did he kill the Gorax?
No, he did do some
oh,
damage
good.
To it.
The Gorax charges for free then.
So, small favors.
Small
I didn't
lining.
Know that, of course.
Oh.
I know.
He probably himself
so
charges
like,
for free.
Yeah. So, like, whatever. Pass the turn. So then he, like, walks Stormclad up to Kruger. He's like, hey, dude, how you doing? I'm like,
like
I'm doing all right, I guess. So he, like, womps on Kruger once. Like, he only hit him once. It's like, okay, cool. Kruger lives. I just transfer it to the Gorax or Gedrix because he's like hadn't taken any damage, so I was like,
right.
Well, don't want Gorax to die. So I was like, great. And then he like runs another solo over and captures the flag again. And I'm like, damn it.
Dang it.
So then like whatever. I don't really have much left to activate, so I pretty much walk over. I'm standing there with Kruger, and I'm like, well, I guess I just kill the Stormclad. So then Kruger just kills the Stormclad.
Yeah, no problem, right?
That's not hard.
I guess
that's not hard.
He's chilling out next to him.
And he's disrupted. Did you take advantage of that?
Does he have disruption?
He sure does on the spear.
Disruption.
What? That doesn't matter. I killed him. It, that's as disruptive as it gets.
I mean, you stab him once and then you camp the rest.
I mean, it took me like two hits, three hits maybe.
What?
It's power 12, man.
He's primal.
Fury.
Fury.
Fury, man.
Fury.
It's like,
you primal
the Wilder walks over, casts primal on him. Kruger casts sprint on himself.
And then Megalith casts his animus, and then we go back to Kruger.
I'm like, whatever, I can't do anything till next turn. My two poor beasts are over there, you know, beating each other up, whatever. Past turn. So he, like, scores one with Kane or whatever. He's just, like, three. And, like, he still can't clear the stones off of the thing. In the 4 inches. Like, he just has, like...
What does he have left at this point?
He's got, like, Silverline, Stormblade, Stormguard, and, like,
how many
one
of those?
I don't know, like, five. And, like, two or three Stormblades, Junior,
and
Victor Pendrake.
And he can't clear a stone.
Yeah. Well, there's, like, a couple. And they're armor 18, five boxes.
Like, is he unable to clear one from the unit and stop teleporting?
There's
or?
Just, it's there, no, they're just within 4 inches of the other flag. So
they're just contesting.
They're just contesting. Okay.
Yeah, that's
all. I was like, is he only able to disable a unit of stones?
No,
I was a little confused.
No, yeah, he just wants
to.
No,
remember, he broke the other unit of stones with electroleaps.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so
yeah,
it didn't matter
electroleaps,
anymore.
Yeah. So, like, he clears it and, like, he gets Kane. I think he goes to, like, three or whatever. Because he has Pendrake run up and get on the
right
flag.
Right, right.
So, like, there's another model for Kruger that he's going to have to kill.
They swap stories.
Yeah,
and then Kruger's
like,
oh, and by the way.
Yeah, so then, like,
stab.
I had to run Getarix.
He's like, you should stop pointing out Warpy's penises.
Yeah. That's really annoying.
He walks over, kills Pendrake.
It's not polite.
Doesn't roll top. And then, like, Getarix has to get up there and...
kill some enemy models this time.
Yeah, he killed like two because I couldn't, like, I had to run him out of.
Right.
So contest because he had to take up the stone's job. And he's like, so he's up there. And then kill a couple of dudes with initials. And then that was that. And then Kane's like, screw this crap. He's like, Silas goes, oh, Arcane Secrets. And he's like, get out of my zone. He's like, Thunderstrike. And then he just like, kills Getarix and Thunderstrike.
Getarix had a tough life this game.
No, it was bad. And then, like, he runs another, like, random solo up and gets the other flag. Because Kruger's the only one over there just, like, holding it down like a boss.
He's over there, like, talking to himself.
Yeah.
And someone comes by.
Where's my army? Why am I have to do all this work?
Ah, so angry old man.
Had you feeded yet?
No.
Oh,
I just, at that point, I was like, what's the point?
What? Well,
I hear it may have stopped a certain solo from possibly getting to the set.
I had nothing left at that point.
I hear that the, like, point whatever maybe came and gone about twice at this point.
Yeah, sure. So, it was a lousy game. It was fun. It was a good game with you.
As long as it was fun.
Yeah.
By the way, for future reference, if you're ever running Circle again with Stalkers, it is better, if you really don't need the TK, it is better to yo-yo them back.
Yeah.
And then TK them after they've come back.
I hear that's pretty pro. You can
even
use Megalith to do that.
You can use Megalith. I mean,
I hear you can even trample and do
you
that.
You can either trample and Geomancy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Pro.
Yeah.
But yeah, Warpath with Chromac is like, I go up 9.
I waste
more
back time
9
looking for what my cards did in those games than I did pretty much.
Maybe I should have traded cards beforehand and be like, here's what you're going to be running in this tournament tomorrow.
Well, it was for the moment thing, so. It was
gotcha.
Yeah, we didn't know.
Fair enough.
All right, so.
All right, so in our round 3, I played Lawson, and it
some
was fortunately they had explained that we did not have to go divide and conquer.
You did
so
not
I got
have to stray away from the Gorshade 3.
So
path.
I got to play Gorshade 3 because I was looking at his list and I'm like, so let me get this straight. You're gonna be playing Morvana 2, pretty much no matter what I play,
yeah.
And your Morvana 2 list has guns, and I have a sea of defense 12, armor 15 guys, right. All right, Gorshade it is.
Well,
just put some beef in your list.
It's fine, right up until I've run into 20 guns across the other side of the table.
You 21 guns. Should've just like ran witch coven, and you can just like
triple seether.
Arm. Yeah,
because those things are impossible to shoot up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, under Wishcoven's feet, right? You just like
spoosh. Well, and you put all three of them around the ball, and they just run up the field together. Like,
stealth.
Yep.
Screw the giving the witches stealth. Who needs that?
You just leave the witches on the back of the table edge. You know.
Make sure it's not kill box. Oh wait, I guess it only counts for the egregore, right?
No.
Each witch does count.
You can only trigger it.
You can only trigger it once, but each witch counts.
Yep.
Yeah,
so you hide each witch on a different table.
Having the witches all around the ball in one game, like forever ago, I was running E. Kruger and I was like, lightning storm? Oh. Lightning storm again?
Oh, it depends on how much they're camping, though, because, you know, they can camp 9, and it's only pow 10.
The witches don't camp 9.
They do not usually camp 9. I mean, like, what's the point of having a focus 9 spell slinger
if you're camping?
That makes all of your spells one less. Yeah,
we're not saying it's not possible.
If you're in range to get lightning stormed, it would make sense.
It was after a double port.
Mistakes were made, okay?
I was like, huh.
Dreams
were broken.
Am I playing against Circle? If yes, there's no safe place on this table.
Can you teleport the little trees?
No, the trees cannot be teleported.
They can only grow strangely.
They can only strangely grow at places. Okay. It's in the strange growth rules.
Yeah, so... conveniently, my Gorshade list had almost every kind of remove from play effect in.
It turns out that's really fucking annoying.
So I run up Blackbane's up one side. He runs up a tree. He teleports the
tree. I strangely grow a tree over there.
Yeah.
Not realizing.
I think you then didn't actually kill one of them.
I did not, because Morvana had to go somewhere else.
Yeah, she needed to go hang out and do something
with
else.
With the Stalker and stuff.
Hadn't yet been shot by some...
Stalker did
some
not get shot.
No.
He didn't get shot by educated guns.
No. Educated, educated gentleman penis shooting.
So those guys, I'd put Scything Touch up onto those guys. So they'd be Pal 12s as well. Because I'm like, man, that tree sure would make a nice pirate.
Yeah, the tree always wanted to be a pirate.
All you gotta do is water it with a little rum.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm feeling
the good
a little
so on that side, he had the Fulcrum over there.
Yeah, I saw the black bands and I'm like, Fulcrum has magical guns. We should go do that.
So
I was very happy to see that, by the way.
I jammed us over there. I jammed Blackbane's into all the Reaves over there.
Yeah.
And I had a Blackbane charge the tree, turned it into a pirate, which conveniently removed it from the play.
Yeah.
So it could not be feeded back into play.
I could not feed and kill him later this game.
It was relevant.
It was very relevant.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
I should have just held on. Oh, well. I forgot. Okay. So you had so much RP.
So at that point, I my first turn is dirtling around. I spread boost an AoE.
Put Occultation on the knights.
I put Occultation onto the knights because I didn't want those guys
being
shot.
Kept them out of purification range, which was annoying.
That was the only upkeep that
mattered.
That's
actually why I moved her over there. My secret plan was to hopefully you ran a knight or something up to engage. I was like, purification.
Oh, no. Why would I do that? You get plus 2 movement then.
How do you escape? Is he speed 9? Like he goes 9. And he purifies another 14.
Oh, you mean Morvana? She's
Morvana was
eight.
So the Bane Knights were way
lines.
So on the top left side of the board was Morvana, like top middle of the board.
Yeah, top middle.
On
and then the Banes
on the far right side of the board were the Bane Knights.
By the way, they were preyed by Blood Trackers, so they had a good reason not to be anywhere.
Yeah,
near
and they were also the prey of the Blood Trackers, so they could not be anywhere near the front.
I was very happy to see you backing away with those. Like,
yeah, I
yes,
have to.
It worked.
I can't. So yeah, sure. I run a couple forward, and then you just like take the whole unit for free. Yeah, no, that's no bueno.
No, no, that's how
that
works.
Is no bueno.
You're a bad player. Remember that.
Of course. So. On your turn, like everything aggressively positions forward.
Yeah, I had to.
On my next turn, on my turn 2, the Kraken moves forward, and I'm like, I think I can shoot that guy, that
the black clad
standing beside Nuwala.
the not druid.
And I'm like, check 16 inches. Yeah. Just in.
Just in. Like, not even.
Turns out
16
inches is forever.
And I'm like, sure, boost hit. I've rolled the 10 to hit, or the 11 to hit.
It was more than that.
No, it was just 11, because he's 16. You're 16.
He's six?
Yeah. Okay. He's a 5.
He's
so a 5. I need an 11.
So, yeah, I need 11.
So I rolled the 11, hit, boosted damage on Nuala, killed her, killed him. Her. Boosted damage on the stalker, did nothing. And, yeah, whatever. I think that's pretty much all. My Bane Knights back up about a they shuffle around about
an inch.
They
shuffle around to like the corner.
They actually back away a little bit. Like, at this point, he could move his front line forward, throw spears at them.
Miss because of occultation.
No, you probably could have gotten two or three knights. But at that point, it's no point.
Not worth it at all.
Because Tartarus is over there too, and he can come.
Yeah, Tartarus was
hanging out. He can come do the Fandango shuffle with those with those ladies over there. Oh, and I hear they do not like his axe.
No, they do not like the pseudo power 14 mat 9 swing.
that makes more Banes. I'm in.
Yeah. No. Can you make Banes beyond the unit cap?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah. You can go beyond the unit cap with that.
You hear this?
Well, I mean, like, of course. What, you thought it would be different? Like,
this is Crix.
Come on.
Seriously.
I mean, at least when I feat with Morvana, I can only bring back as many models as were originally.
That's like, that's like how Mockery works.
I know.
Feat, you go to your bag, you just pull out 15 models and slide.
It's like, hey, look, I have 30 blood trackers in this unit now.
Anywhere you want,
for
controller
area.
Just like,
they're all solos now.
Boom, he's a unit. Boom, like, Tharn are really good in this matchup. Got him. Like, I need druids. Yes. Yeah, like,
exactly. You should just be feet and just like.
And no penalty.
I wasn't playing these models before.
But now.
You know, yeah. You know what would be really good here? A white main. You know what would be better? Two white mains.
Well, you know, they should just have a variety pack unit of circle so that you can have like one model from like six different units.
Yeah.
And you just bring it with Morvana and then you feed them like the full unit into play.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Look,
it's our Warbeast pack.
It has like generic solo guys. Yeah. So you can get like Lord of the Feast or like a Morag bag.
Okay, so pretty much my next turn, my second turn, I think.
Yeah.
I begin to fulcrum the Black Banes off the table.
Like a boss.
Like, yeah, he was doing work. That thing is so good.
That thing is good. I love that thing. That's so good.
It's really.
Why Circle doesn't use
he
that.
Killed, I think, 5 Black Banes that turn.
There
out
were
of 7.
Two with a spray. The lightning shot killed 2, and then I nuked 1 with the fireball, so yeah.
Yeah.
And then I caught a Reef on fire, which I was like, Nora.
Electrolyte.
It has electrolyte.
Yeah, but that doesn't.
It's from a magical
weapon. It's an electrical. It's a magical weapon.
It's not a magical
it weapon. It isn't, but rules.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
That's bullshit. No, I am overruling you, sir.
You can overrule me on
I have been so screwed over electroleap rulings.
I know, right?
It's like the electroleap was from a magical source. It fucking is magical.
You know, because my gun mages, like my light cav gun mages, if they take the electroleap shot, the electroleap off of that is not magical.
Electroleap like spawns from the ether, comes forward, claims the life of a model, and then returns to whence it came. Like,
so in a non-magical
true.
Fashion.
Yes. It's not even associated with the model that was hit. Like
no, but it is because they ratted it. They ratted it because now you gain the prey bonus and you gain Nemo 3 bonus from electroleaps.
Yeah. I don't
but
even want
to
like.
They had to errata.
The...
Yeah, they didn't errata that part though. They're like, yeah, it gains no weapon qualities. And since that's a quality of a weapon, doesn't happen.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
But it's a magical
weapon.
It gains model qualities, so if you somehow give the model magical weapons.
Nope.
Nah, I think you're wrong.
Dang.
I had an argument with Will about this.
I'm just
And he's
gonna...
like, no, you don't get it. I'm Crix, and I say so. And I will look it up and make sure that you're screwed. And I was like,
did y'all just stop the game for the day and let him go
like,
research that?
He's like, boop, I'm right.
I'm gonna go. Was there an infernal?
Yes.
Come on, privateer.
I know, right?
All right. Regardless,
it makes sense.
Regardless,
lightning to do corrosion or something. Give us an auto
rust the armor a little bit, stationary them, something.
Something.
Yeah. But anyway, so
that's
regardless of
see.
Misruling,
sure.
Killed 5 Banes, Black Banes.
One survived standing next to the flag just in case.
Yeah, one survived behind a wall.
And Black Bane was still alive.
And Black Bane. So then Morvana's like, I need an 11 to hit him. I got rerolls, so that's possible. Dreams come true, Thunder Spirit. And she killed it.
Yep.
Which
murdered.
Was
so I had Black Bane left.
Black Bane. And I was really sad about not being able to kill him because I really did not want to have to deal with another pirate.
Another Black Bane.
Another Black
Bane. If only they got to activate the new ones.
I know.
Sadness.
I know.
Well,
tragic.
Then I was worried about Gorshade Feet because Gorshade was close enough to be able to feet with my mockering.
Yes. I actually did think about trying to assassinate you, but yeah. You were camping three.
I was camping three. I always camp three because it's like with Morvana and E. Kruger, their stat line is a good old 15-15, a good old
you
easy.
Have transfers. You don't need three. Two's like plenty. She can walk forward, yeah. Do whatever she wants, and then walk backwards, and then like still camp two just in case.
No.
Some random thing might be able to possibly get.
No, it turns out when she's stationary and there's a Kraken on the table, it's like, hey.
The Kraken does shoot far.
Yeah, the Kraken shoots far.
It only shoots far once.
And then Gorshade's like, hey, I have this cool spell that's like, I take your fury away.
Now, that was way out. That was way out of the possibility.
Yeah, see, like.
I don't know. You're Crix. You do things. The Kraken like throws Gorshade.
A 1-inch death ride only goes so far.
By the way, the Kraken's power attack range is not altered by his super reach, right?
No. He
good,
is just
thank
2
goodness.
Inches. There's a reason I didn't do it to you.
Good.
So that was your turn. You
on
move up
third turn.
Yeah.
On that turn I moved a stalker over a little bit trying to shuffle him outside the Kraken. Just outside the Kraken's range.
Oh, no, you forgot about one really important thing. There was a single Bane Thrall. Just barely in melee charge range of a single
Blood Tracker.
Of a single Blood Tracker. Who was out of Morvana's control area, so you could not even reroll.
I could not
with
reroll,
it.
And she charged the Bane, because I'm like, fuck Banes.
Charged
and,
the Bane, rolled a 6 to hit, killed him, no
hit,
problem.
Sure. And then I looked, and
check.
Like,
She's like, oh, we're in Midwinter. You have stealth, check stealth range. In like my just
hair.
By like a hair.
Like we put the measuring
needed
tape down as
hit.
Close as we
rolls
could.
Rolls the 8. I'm like, sure. He's like, crank, kill. I'm like, sure, okay, I didn't want to use Orin Midwinter this game.
I hate that guy, by the way. There's a few things in Crix, specifically things that you play, Tyler, that you've just made me hate. And Orin Midwinter with his no magic circle, I really,
don't
really
don't you have
hate.
Druids in your faction?
Yeah.
Don't they also have, like, no magic?
Yeah, but his is bigger.
His
like,
sure does turn off all of theirs.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you wanted to cloud? Nope. No cloud. You want to charge stuff with your Mat 5 Pow 10s? Looks like that's all you can do. Have fun.
So yeah, that happened.
That happened, and then nothing really fantastic happened for the rest of that turn.
Yeah, it was your turn to positioning shuffle. You ran a whole bunch of girls, like the of the. Those.
I ran them up the right flank on my side, trying to get up towards the Banes.
They basically charged way down into the middle and jammed up the middle real hard.
Yeah,
trying to I think keep the Kraken from getting over onto the.
Trying to keep the Kraken at bay, trying to keep the Banes at bay, and make
from Bane
Thralls. I don't
know
if you noticed, but I made this nice little wall. Of
yes.
dudes
yes.
where I could just walk up to the flag and then I'm like, oh, Morvana, you're on a large base. Looks like I didn't leave enough room for you to get over to this flag here. Like, I'm really bad at that. So she didn't get to the flag and start scoring that turn, which is what I really wanted.
If you thought Lawson had a hard time getting medium bases through, large bases.
Yeah, you should see that
right
fulcrum.
Out.
It doesn't move very, very far out of my deployment zone that whole game or any game I play that thing.
At that turn, I'm like, my next turn, I'm like, I think I'm in range of an Infernal Machine Charge on that Stalker from
Kraken.
Yeah,
I was really trying
like,
to keep
across
that
across the
happening.
Board. And I was like, oh, but I don't think I really, it's kind of not good odds. It's like 50-50, 60-40 kind of odds. No, that is not including auto hitting. And I'm like, man, there is like nothing near him. Other than a single Scrap Thrall who would run as far forward as possible, like the last two turns.
I didn't forget about him. I just didn't freaking see him because he blended in.
He was literally hiding beside the chess clock. Like, there was nothing. He was probably.
There were werewolves over there that could have just charged him and killed his ass.
Sure.
But,
you know, I was actually hoping you would send a werewolf over there because then they would have something to charge with the Bane Knights. And, like, I'm like, at least they'll be able to do something then. Because they were way out of, like, charge run range from
everything.
Yeah, they
couldn't do anything.
I'm like, Bane Knights, like, he runs as far forward and he gets about an inch and a half. It's like an inch point six, inch point seven from that Warp Wolf. And I'm like, not close enough. And I'm like,
so then you proceed
unfortunate.
To activate
your
knights.
So I'm like, knights, go. This
so you're
forward
like,
run most knight run, like, moves forward, next moves forward. It's like not quite far enough.
Now I'm like, what are you doing? You're just putting them in
like,
charge
and range. And I'm like, okay, move, 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 move. And like these three knights, they just are like, you knight, it is your day to die. Yeah. And they're like, kill that Bane knight.
He just
like,
starts saying, this knight charges, this knight charges. This. I'm like, what are you charging over there?
I'm it's charging by dude.
Oh, damn it.
So Gorshade, I move everything out of the way.
They don't care who kills it.
Nope. So I move Gorshade out of the way, move up, guys. And I'm like, sweet, just in. I'm like, mockery that Bane Knight into like base with that guy, feet stationary like a lone werewolf and the stalker, and I'll also feet the other dude too to stationary the other werewolf and make a Powell like 8 explosion. I did a point of damage to it, whatever.
It was great.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the Kraken proceeded to mosey on downtown. And he's like, hey, Stalker, I hear you're automatically hit.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was like, charge the Stalker.
That's good.
And then I was like, my second attack will be on the stationary werewolf. Sweet. Corpse token. Plus one strength.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, is that RFP? Damn.
And it RFPs.
Oh.
While collecting the corpse.
So it goes into the furnace.
You get to put the Stalker in the furnace too, right?
Like, I do not. You, it's a warrior model. It's not
really?
A warrior model.
So you can't like crumple
I can
up
kill shot him.
Back,
I think
like,
I can kill shot off of him, but. Huh? No, no, you not. Warrior. It's warrior model.
Does it say warrior?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
When was the last time you checked?
Nah, recently.
Today?
Not recently.
I didn't. I wasn't putting him into the corpse. I wasn't putting the stalker into the.
The meat grinder.
Into the meat grinder. That would have been really funny, actually.
I think you can meat grind him.
That would be really funny.
I'm pretty sure.
I think I took a kill shot, hit 3 Reeves, and failed to kill all 3.
Yep. Because armor 13 is good against blast damage.
Against Pow 9.
Pal's 8.
With the corpse. Oh yeah. 8,
yeah, with the corpse with the. And I was like, 5, 5, 5. 5, 4, 5, or something like that.
It would have been better if it was Pow 9. With that delicious.
That you only need Pow 9s if you need to pierce the thickest armor. Well,
Pow 9's destroyed.
Man, those guys love some Curse of Shadows. I will tell you what. They're like, Power 11?
So at that point, I buy 2 more attacks at Pow plus 1, or Dice plus 1, and kill the Stalker.
Yeah.
And at that point, he's got...
Actually, there was... I think you were really... You had every attack. You needed every single attack.
I had 2 left, and it took 2 more to kill him.
Yeah.
I mean, the charge did, like, 10, and then the next
like
one did, like, 6 or
yeah,
5 or something
like
that. I was like, there's a... And then I rolled like a 9 on damage
straight
for the last
dice.
One.
Yeah.
And dice plus 1, actually.
Yeah, dice plus 1.
No, dice plus 2 for the... it's dice plus 1 and then dice plus 2.
I probably wouldn't have grabbed the corpse.
I wanted the extra...
So for the record, collector, if this model has fewer than 3 corpse tokens when it boxes a living enemy model, as a result... My phone goes out. As a result of a melee attack, remove the box model from play and give this model a corpse token.
Wow.
Stalker into the furnace.
Wow, I could have put that Stalker into the furnace.
You crumple it like origami that shit.
It's like
it's
like a
food little fucking paper crane and you shove that shit in the furnace.
It's like a food processor, man. It's like you just take it and you have the little thing that pushes it through the hole and like
oh man, he even
just,
has
like
the little Juice-O-Matic like 6,000 like little hand that to like stick it in and like turn it to blend.
Yeah.
He's like a will it blend blender.
He's a Vitamix. He can make soup.
So at that point he's dead.
Cooler Ghost's my only heavy. That's great. I'm really happy about
just
this.
Just feed it back into play, Lawson.
Yeah, Midas, hear me roar.
Oh, wait. RFP.
Yeah, and I was like...
Technically, during this game, he did not RFP because he didn't know that rule.
That's true.
Yeah.
So at that point,
shot too, man. No wonder those Reeves didn't die. They knew they didn't deserve it.
Oh man! At that point, I dirtle around. I think I kill like 2 more girls. I think like those witches were like gumming things up. Blackbane charged over, killed a Reeve, made another Bane,
another
like engaging
Bane.
2 Reeves, like just standing in the way.
Luckily, only like 4 inches apart from each other.
Yeah, it's hard to. Well, no, they have to be like no, they were like 6 inches, 4 or 5 inches apart. But Morvana's on a big freaking base.
Yeah,
it's really easy to reach everything.
Base and has reach. But you're like, are you sure? I'm like,
yes.
How does she
have reach?
This tiny little sword reaches.
Well, I guess if a butter knife has
the
reached,
the goat kind of leans off to the side.
She like jumps on the horns, like
she like swings around the goat.
So I was at least gonna contest on that turn, and I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm gonna be able to try to get more guys over there.
Nah. Well, it's not like the Kraken was already downtown anyway.
He was across the board, like on your half, like he almost was out of your deployment zone.
Yeah, it was. You were in my advanced deployment line at that point. It was great. It was so
just
awesome.
Just prime up a stalker and kill it, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He seems to have been short one.
I was short one stalker at this point.
And and also Derek Rafe was hanging out behind it saying,
yeah,
you
Derek
should have -2 to damage rolls.
My new most hated Crix model ever.
That's so good.
Even more than the baby, because he's like, hey, I'm like the baby, except I'm way better.
Nah,
I'm like, electrolytes are POW 8 over here. God. So you took something that was just kind of good, and then you just made it, like, trash.
But oh, yeah, so then your turn. I think, like, the Reeves moved forward. They shot some stuff.
So on this turn, I had two Reeves engaged. The first thing I had to do in the turn was clear the Reeves up. So I think this turn you let Occultation drop because you were going to put it on Gorshade?
That was next turn.
Okay. Yeah, right, because the Reeves did, like, absolutely fucking nothing.
There was, like, three Reeves that shot at Gorshade and did no damage because they were like, POW 11 and now thing I was camping, like, two or three.
Yeah, it was something like that. Anyway, so Morvana moves up. She clears the Reeves up. She moves over to the flag. She's like, hey, I'm just going to sit here and try to, you know, get some CPs.
Yeah. Here, they're good.
And then the Reeves moved up, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're just going to try and shoot Gorshade, whatever. And then I realized they were just too far away, and they're not Nis Hunters, so they're not Speed 7. So Speed 7,
I think
six.
You shot some other guys to death.
No.
Oh, no, you shot Derek Wraith for 2 damage.
I also shot him. Was really hoping for a better roll. Could not cut at this point. I'd cut too much already for rerolls. I have this 7
I understand
rule.
How that works.
I have this 7 health rule. I do not go
my feet had
below.
Been spent.
I know.
I just
but
had.
You
I would have had to
have
actually
that freaking spell. It's like, oh, did you have transfers? Zoop, zoop, zoop. Now you don't have transfers. Crack and go.
Yo. Seems legit.
It's pretty good. So, pretty much I cautiously advanced with them. Blood trackers were tangling with,
You killed, like, all but, like, a single Bane Thrall.
All but one Bane Thrall.
Yeah.
Because blood trackers are boss. But that was not good enough. Tartarus was making his way over there.
Oh, yeah. Tartarus got to have fun next turn.
Yeah. And that's really all I could do. The Fulcrum.
Oh, no. The Fulcrum came over and, he
like,
freaking
hey,
cranked rolls.
I'm a boss. Let's take a third of your health boxes down.
It was,
boosh.
He left, like, and the one in the 6 column, like, there and, like, knocked out the entire, like, side of the Kraken with just it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That thing's great.
That thing is great.
Anyway, so that happened, and that's really all I did my turn, because I just couldn't shoot anything else. They were all stealthed.
Yeah. The, on my turn, it was important because you killed a Bane with the spray, because that gave me a vengeance move. You sent a lone warwolf
right.
over. This was very important actually because it let me contest the flag this turn.
Oh my gosh!
And so you spray and you're like, I'm gonna catch the warwolf and kill that Bane, and because I was like, oh, come on, kill the Bane. Now you want to kill the Bane, and you moved a warwolf over to get him out of the way, and you took the attack. I'm like, damn it, because he I think he rolled a 4 or something
like
that, and missed.
Fulcrum spray.
And I'm like, yes. So
it does not RFP.
It So at that point I loaded the Kraken up more, upkept
Occultation.
I let Occultation drop this
Occultation.
Turn. Yeah, this is the turn I let Occultation drop because this is the turn
way,
you try to
I
kill
had
me.
To make like over 12 command checks this game.
He sure did.
Because he's like I let in front of the machine drop.
You have, like,
he passed, actually. He
boom,
passed everyone.
Morvana's a 9.
I'm like, are you sure she's a 9? And he's like
yes, she's a damn 9.
I think the spear chuck chicks, I think they rolled like 4 9s, actually.
Wow. Yeah. Well, New Orleans.
Aren't
nine.
They all like.
Yeah, but she was dead.
Commander 10s and everything else. In
no,
like, yeah.
I have no
10s. Morag's only a 9 as well, actually.
Yeah, the Black Clad's a 9. Morag's a 9. Our casters go up to 9. Some of them are 8. One of them is 7. I don't even remember who it is. Someone's a 7. Probably someone's, like, someone's like a shitty commander out there. The tree is a 10. The tree doesn't count, though, because he's not a commander. That would be awesome, though, right?
Too, isn't he?
No, he's a living freaking model because he's a damn tree.
So, yeah.
So I was like, those wolves have to make a command check. No, they didn't have to make a command check. They're like, I was like, wow, how close do I need to get this? Okay, so the command, they're command 8. Okay, so surely the unit leader will give me a sign.
He is like, I am also an 8.
I
brought the flag. And the trolls are like, yeah, we're like 9s and 10s. And our flags are just like, hey, spread out.
We just left them at home.
We brought drums to let us spread out further. Isn't that neat how we just bypassed that whole need for increased command? And then Chris is sitting over there like, we're undead.
Undead.
We don't really care, just don't really care at all.
Not at all.
Although Gatorman Witch Doctors are really good for getting around that whole command check shittiness thing.
Yeah, it is.
Like, you were afraid, but now you're just indifferent.
So on that turn, on that next turn, I'm like, hey, look, there's 4 Reaves all clumped up together.
Yeah.
So I'm like, go, Tartarus, do work. It's your turn. It is your day. Tartarus charges, curses them, threshers. I'm like, need 4s, auto kill. Yeah. So I'll like, make 4 Bane Knights. Make 2 Bane Knights, because that was the only 2 I could fit into command of the Bane Knights. And then I was like, make 2 more Bane Thralls. Because I still had 1 alive.
Yeah. Which I was really like,
awesome.
About.
So,
4 guys.
Four guys.
I'm like,
almost half a unit.
Yeah.
Just put back into play.
Yeah, Tartarus is subpar. He's a subpar model at best, right?
I wouldn't play him personally.
I would just run another bone chicken, you know?
Yeah, so...
or maybe a stalker.
So at that point, Kraken moves over onto the guy. He's got, like, a corpse token on him. And I'm like, all right, he's going to attack the fulcrum. Like, I think I kill another guy just to proc a kill shot.
At this point, you had 3 corpse tokens. I don't remember where you got them from, but you had 3.
Well, one is from the stalker, obviously.
Not this turn. Not this turn.
One's from the
not this turn.
Really?
No, not this turn, because I killed...
You were hitting him and dice plus 2.
Oh, maybe I did have 3, actually.
Yeah.
How did I get 3?
I remember,
because
you're like rolling shitty damage. Oh, no, I'm going to dice plus 2, so it doesn't matter.
No, I was pal 20. I can't be dice plus 2 with just corpse tokens. It's not possible.
I'm armor 18. Hello.
Okay. Oh, then I had 2 corpse tokens. Yeah, I had 2 corpse tokens because I killed a dude first to get another corpse towner and get another kill shot, which again did nothing. And
armor 13.
I was pound 9 this time, and it still didn't help.
They didn't care nuns.
And so at that point, I was like, I was like, go for the fulcrum. 4 attacks, dice plus 2, leave it with 2 boxes.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
I was like, fulcrum's gonna live.
And I'm like, oh man, that's right. Tartars did make some
Bane
Thralls.
Juicy Banes this last turn.
The 2 Bane Thralls charge it.
Yeah, they totally.
Because they can activate. They can activate as soon as they come into play. Turns out.
Seems fair.
Really, and then the barn thralls. they get over and they charge a whole bunch of Reaves. They get in on some of the girls. I think there was only 3 of the of those chicks left at the end.
Yeah, they were dwindling.
Yeah. Gorman killed 3 the turn before.
Right, he acid bombed people.
Yeah, he threw an acid bomb.
Sent him for a trip.
Yeah,
it does.
I was like, drift. It was like a perfect drift to get all 3.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great. Triangle formation.
And then, so like at that point, he's running really low. All he's got left is a Moonhound and a Gorax who ran away from the Kraken last turn.
Yeah, they ran way far away. And I was like, I riled them.
And so at that point, like, Tartarus is hanging out. I killed pretty much a big chunk of almost everything. The Reef Hunter is dead.
The Reef Hunter is dead at this point.
The most importantly, though, no, he's still alive.
Not.
He's still
alive.
So at this point, Gorshade is hiding behind a wall with Derek Wraith beside him. Taking up a bunch of occupied space, and he's saying -2 to damage rolls.
Yeah,
that seems legit.
And so I'm like, but I'm only keeping 1, but I have occultation up.
Yeah,
and Morvana is level 15, 16
she
inches
is,
away?
Let's see. Eight
no, she's probably like 14
five.
Inches away.
Yeah, she's like 13 and a half. We later come to find out I'm 13 and a half inches away.
Why don't you just measure your controller?
He had to go around the guy.
I had to go around the dude.
So,
if the Reeve Hunter's fat ass was not in the way, I could have made a straight shot and made it.
Well, otherwise there would have been two.
I know, there were Banes in the way, and he had to go where he went.
Why don't you just, like, beat a tree in the play? Put the tree behind
the tree. Because the tree was busy being a ghost pirate earlier. Yeah, he was off having
like
a...
one?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like
those trees are so good.
Yeah, but you only need one. Oh yeah, for a whole 3 inches.
It's so good.
Trolls truly fear those trees.
They do. They
if only they could not outrun the trees. The trolls can outrun the trees.
They can't outrun trees.
The forest is
no one outruns a tree. It's strangely
the tree
grows.
Dragging itself through the dirt like you will not get away. Anyway, so pretty much I'm like, I have an assassination attempt here.
Oh, and I had gotten a Bane within 4 inches of the flag, which prevented you from scoring again on your
right,
turn.
Right, which I was like, damn it.
So that was the most important thing. So at that point, you're at one control point.
Yeah.
Morvana's hanging out. There's a Kraken real close.
Yeah. Like, cool.
There's no way you're going to kill
going
that Kraken.
I'm going for Gorshade.
She can Life Trader to death. I mean, that Celestial Fulcrum.
Not at that point.
Dropped it
to a diamond. There's a bunch of Banes and Tartars hanging out, and
yeah.
That would have put her in threat
if
range of Gorshade.
If I'd stayed there, I would have died.
Ah.
So I go after Gorshade. I'm like, hey, Gorshade, I'm going to death knell bomb you. Oh, look, I'm out of occultation range, moving as
he's at range like 5.5, 6 inches?
5.5, not even 5.5 inches, actually, because I was on the wall that you were hiding behind with the 5 inches, like, damn it. So I'm like, purification, woo!
Strip so occultation.
Got rid of occultation. I'm like, now I can only cast death knell. So feet, get all the blood trackers back, like right behind Gorshade. Like, awesome. So all I have to do is roll boxcars, and I will death knell bomb you and not be able to boost it. So I go for it anyway. And I roll like a 7 or something. It drifts over.
He's, most importantly, he's at 1 HP.
Who?
He is at 1 because he's
cut
down
to 1.
To 1
with no transfers.
Yeah.
So if you're going, you're going to go hard, right?
That's right. Yep. Go hard.
So,
go hard.
I did not roll the boxcars.
You got
tournament.
Like 3 guys, and
I got Gorsh. It drifted right over to Dairy Wraith.
Yeah,
so it drifted over to the 2 large bases,
and like a thrall.
So I'm like, pow, 8, and then
-2,
and then Dario's like -2. I'm like, fuck you. So I'm like, pow, 6. I'm gonna kill you with this non-boosted pow 6. So I don't. And then Tyler moves in all of his Banes. And then I find out something very interesting.
Well, I'm like, so my only hope is to, at this point, because my game was so bad because of, I was like 4 kill points. Things, I got like half points for a single unit. So I was like, I have to win on control points here or else this is going to be bad. And I'm like, I feel pretty confident about this, just saying like, I'm not going to kill him. So like Tartarus walks over, threshers a bunch of those
That's
chicks
horrible.
That have lined up.
All nice and neat for him.
All the blood trackers.
Makes like another four Bane thralls.
Yeah. Just like put a whole another unit in the play,
wow.
Basically.
And
it was great.
And like Morvana and like I'm like stick some stuff on Morvana, like kill a whole bunch of stuff all around her, kill a whole bunch more stuff. Full camp Gorshade to walk him over to a flag, and there's like nothing he can put over there that can even
like
start to contest.
Pow 10 blast damage or something you got from that Kraken at this point?
I emptied the Kraken because the Kraken was out of allocation range, actually.
Oh.
All right. Remember, you did go over to try to get the Moonhound and some Reeves.
Yeah. So the Kraken goes over there. He like goes in, murders the Gorax.
Goes
like just
gold.
Straight up.
Puts him in the furnace.
If only I'd known.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't have RFP'd him at this point because he did have 3 corpse tokens.
No, because I removed all 3 to give him focus. All
right. You gave him extra money.
Yeah. I'm like, spin up the blender. We need it set to puree. So he goes over, killed the Gorax. All that's left is the Moonhound and 2 Reeves guarding that flag.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, sure. Oh, no, I cheated that game because Infernal Machine was upkept. Because and you would have purified it off. To, I didn't think about it. It being purified off, and you didn't reset anything about
cheater,
it.
Cheater! I win. Give me your second or your third place prize.
The $5, sure.
Yes. Whatever you bought, for your tie defender. Ooh,
that is a harsh rebate.
So you whiffed twice on the Moonhound.
Yeah. So I killed the Grax, and then I'm like. I thought I only needed sevens because Infernal Machine was up.
Right.
And I'm like, whiff.
Whiff.
Leave him fine, whatever.
Whatever, it's just a Moonhound.
Kill a whole bunch more dudes. Like, leave a bunch of, like, Bane Knights there. Mm-hmm. And then, like...
Bane Knights at the flag. It was great.
That was next turn.
Or whatever.
Yeah, because you killed Tartars that turn.
Yes, so... On my turn, I realize, well, he's going for control points, so he because
I can't afford to kill you.
Strike me if I just leave. So I charge out of melee with like four Bane Knights
and a Bane Thrall,
and he's like, no, they're just like pretending to swing at you, not really. Like, oh no, we missed. Sorry, Gorshade. And she charges, like murders the shit out of Tartarus and buys attacks on all the Banes around her. She's like, I'm going to win this war. The undead will fear me. They will not attack. And then she light casts the turn they're facing, and then I just rile the two, or the one, light war beast.
No, you made attacks and you missed both.
Right, I missed the Kraken two times.
What happened?
I rolled double threes.
Love those threes.
He's a mat five. So then I just riled him up. I'm like, cool, rile. And then a pass turn.
Yeah.
Oh, and then those two Reeves
do killed like
Uber work.
They did. Yeah, they killed four. Yeah, four Bane Knights.
Four Bane Knights.
Wow.
It was great. So anyway, next turn goes. You score.
I
turn around and like kill more Banes. And then the Kraken's like whiff, hit. Cool. Moonhound finally goes down.
No, Moonhound never died. I never killed it.
Right, yeah.
I did not ever kill the Moonhound.
What did you kill? Oh, you killed the Reeves, right?
No, I didn't even kill those guys either.
Oh my God.
Because I was like, two Bane Knights. No, I put three Bane Knights on those guys, and because I left the Moonhound at like two. And I put a Bane Knight on him, and I put, I think, a Bane Knight and two Bane Knights on the
other one.
Didn't roll it.
Two-headed doggy really does.
Then I needed sevens and couldn't roll those either. And those guys, because I was like, because I left all, I had five Bane Knights left, conveniently, half the unit. And so if I'd gotten all three, I would have scored another one. That would have been game immediately.
Right.
And
But no.
And I finished off the last, the last model that he'd feeded it back in. So all that's left now is Morvana.
Yes.
Morvana's the only model left. And
I ran
the Necrotech over, and I'm like, I don't really care so long as Morvana cannot reach Gorshade. So I like Necrotech, go stand beside her, and like I was like
Scarlock.
Yeah, Scarlock go ran, stood like in the path to go.
And the Bane was in melee with her, and I'm like, I walk out of melee with the Bane and walk around. And then I killed the Necrotech and the Scarlock, but I could not over. I mean, I could light calf move, but not contest as a warlock.
I was like effective armor, like 22.
Yeah. So then you scored your last points.
Yeah,
and
I scored my last points, and I won on control.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm going to give him a bunch of armor points here, but I need to win for the tiebreakers for control points.
Yeah.
Which worked out for you, apparently.
Yeah, because it got me third place.
Third place. Yeah,
nice. Got me $5. $5.
Sweet.
Nice.
And then all right. $5.
Final round for
Joe in the finals here.
I'm playing against Dave, and he normally plays Circle, but he swapped with Keith, and so he's playing some Signar, and his jam is Peace Striker, which he's got some neat things in. He's got the Halberdiers, and he puts Blur on them, and then he casts Dirge of Mists on them. And so they're defense 16 against charges, defense 17 against ranged
that
and magic.
That's good.
It is good.
It's pretty sweet. And then he's got...
as long as you don't have purification.
Yeah.
God forbid.
Or if you can remember to it.
Yeah. Or playing an opponent that knows how.
He's got some kind of storm noun.
Stormblades,
which he puts Arcane Shield on and then another armor spell, and they go up super high armor.
Yeah, that other armor spell is Striker's Feet.
Yep. Yeah,
now that's a spell.
Stormstrider, which he puts the snipe on. Two warjacks, one of which is the ironclad, which I haven't seen before, which is interesting.
You haven't seen an ironclad before?
No.
That's weird.
When all these other good.
Yeah, I know, right?
Take. Although I think the ironclad is the boss.
He's pretty legit. 7 points for what you get is pretty good.
Yeah, both his lists are super infantry heavy, so I play Hexaris 2. So the basic, like, how the game winds down is he runs, I run. He continues running. My turn, I cast Black Spot on the pikemen who are right in front of me.
Did he not beat set turn two?
No, because the positioning was bad for it.
Okay, gotcha.
I cast Black Spot on the pikemen. I use the Drake to kill some of them. Mullet Khan goes off and shaves all of them. I kill like 9 of them. And I set some random storm nouns on corrosion using the
Slayers. That's unfortunate.
His turn, he's not really in a good position to do anything with a lot of his models. He uses the Ironclad to knock down like a bunch of my Light War Beasts. He puts a lot of damage. He kills the Kreia. He kills the Drake. He rolls some bad dice on Karn, doesn't put a lot of damage on him, but he could have. My turn, and he feats that turn, so he's invulnerable. I've been saving the egg.
Invincible.
Quote unquote invulnerable. Yeah.
I use Karn and I put Black Spot on the Storm Nouns.
Yeah, Storm Blades.
Storm Blades. I use Karn to kill a bunch of them. Fatewalker back.
I thought they were invincible.
Well, they're not against Karn. I corrode some of them.
Karn doesn't care.
Which is good. And then I use the Agonizer to buy me a turn. And then his turn, he feels the attrition's pretty bad. I've still got 3 beasts. I've healed like 30 points of damage so far this game. So all my beasts are fresh that are left.
Yeah.
And
seems good.
And he can't put focus on his warjacks. I've still got 3 heavies. I'm in a really good attrition position. So
Why can't he put focus on his jacks?
Because Baby. I agonized him.
Oh, nice.
Which is that was bullshit. But, but I mean, you use the bullshit you got, and that is it. That and Karn, and so he feels like he needs to assassinate me, which I think is fair. I'm camping 3. I just like threw away Fury last turn, like healing shit for no reason. I should have put Safeguard on myself. So of course he earthquakes me, knocks my Warcaster down, and he shoots me with like he puts Snipe on the Storm Blades. They shoot me like 4 times. I get shot twice by the Storm Strider. Striker puts his own Pow 10 in the mix, and I feel like it's like a 50% I feel like it's a 50% assassination.
How much focus did you have?
I have 3.
3 fury.
Yeah. But,
dice minus 2 from the, like, the 4 storm blades?
Well, no, but I get to pick highs and lows, right?
Yeah.
And, but like I said, I feel like it's at least a 50%. Like, I got a little bit lucky. I caught some of his spikes, and I ate some lows, which is good. And so the next turn, I fuck up a little bit, but in the end,
he's no longer invulnerable.
So yeah, I use my Gladiator, I throw his Warjack on top of him, and then I kill him with Karn.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That'll do it.
That does.
That'll do. And that's the game for me.
And then you took first place.
Yep, yeah. Sure did.
And that qualifies you for Mace.
Now.
Which will be sweet. I was the last gentleman at this table to qualify. Everybody else has already qualified.
Yep.
So, including Keith the Traitor. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to Mace. I think it's gonna be a good time.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah, it's a fun time for sure. At least the times that I've gone,
you're gonna see all the people you usually see at tournaments.
Yeah,
in this one big special tournament.
Yeah, which is gonna be awesome.
And then we're
going. It is like all the locals at this point. Like,
well, I mean, it's just because we go around and steal everybody else.
Joe and Jeff are the only two like really active players not qualified now, right?
I believe so, and Will. If you counter him as active.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. 2 seconds.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Chris was super sweet to run the event. And
yeah, he was awesome. He's always very awesome
running the event. And Salty Joe, I think, put it together. So
Yeah.
It was well done. And AJ hosted us, and he was a good host. Yeah.
Like, I thought it was
good amount of room,
I thought it was
like,
hilarious
because
I had Joe and Dave just whining like endlessly about Cricks. They're like, that is such bullshit.
Well, it's a rite of passage. As a Cricks player,
well
you're
yeah, yeah. I think I made everyone I played was really salty.
You just
about.
You have to drink the tears of your salty opponent.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, what's the point if you don't enjoy a little
exactly,
bit of tears
right,
or unfathomable yeah. sadness?
We know next time I'm gonna run Ebalder,
margarita, maybe a Bloody Mary.
Yeah,
so, you know,
delicious
salty drinks.
It's the spice of life, man.
That's right.
Schadenfreude. Something like taking pleasure in the misfortune of others.
Smile as
that
you
is German.
Their Warbeast into your delicious thresher,
into the meat grinder, puree them into soup.
Yeah.
Use that. Power.
Now that I know you can puree anything.
So say living, right? Living.
Yeah, living.
Living.
Cool.
Yes.
So you cannot
puree Balder to your next time.
All right. Well, I think that's pretty much going to wrap it up for us this episode of the Gun Bunnies. This has been Keith,
Tyler,
Lawson,
Joe,
and we'll
Sweet
catch you
Joe.
Time. Yeah, Sweet Joe.
Sweet
yeah.
Joe, not Salty Joe.
Yeah, much better.
And we'll catch you next time.
Not nearly as bitter.
Jesus Christ! I warned you.
So we better not risk another frontal assault. That rabbit's dynamite.